Finally, we will get an update on the SME standard review.
Thank you very much, Hans, and good morning to all the board members. Agenda paper 30 provides an update on the outreach activities in relation to the second comprehensive review of the IFRS for SMEs standards. In particular, it highlights that a survey is being developed as part of the outreach activities. This survey was published yesterday and it is available on our website. The board's objective in its outreach is, as always, to get a balanced review from a broad range of stakeholders. However, we recognise first that stakeholders who apply or use the IFRS for SMEs standard may have limited time, capacity and resources available to respond to the board's consultation, especially considering the current global landscape. And secondly, that the IFRS for SMEs stakeholders do not regularly respond to the board's consultation. Therefore, to support SME stakeholders and to encourage responses to the request for information, we have developed the stakeholder engagement tool. Board members have received a short presentation outlining the thought process in developing the survey, its key features and purpose, as well as the associated project timeline. We would like to highlight slide 6, which addresses how stakeholders can respond to the request for information. The survey is aimed at those respondents who do not have sufficient capacity or resources to submit a comment letter. However, I would like to highlight that comment letters remain the most complete and persuasive form of feedback. Therefore, stakeholders with the capacity to respond by comment letter are therefore still urged to do so. The final slide sets out the survey's timeline. We would like to highlight that following the board's decision last Friday, the final deadline for responses is now the 27th of October, 2020. The deadline for comments was changed to support stakeholders in these challenging times. I would like to pause there and ask whether the board has any comments or questions on the survey and on the slide.
Any questions or comments? Yes, please, Daryl.
Thanks, Hans. I think this is a great initiative, and I think it makes particular sense in the SME environment. It's not necessarily something that I think can ever be thought of carrying over to full IFRS, but in the SME environment, we've got a very unique set of stakeholders, far more dispersed than they are in full IFRS, far more difficult for us to contact and find a way to actually get to them and hear their views and get their feedback into the process. And I think what the survey is looking to do, I think, is to provide us with a different data point, an extra element of information. I think, Nicolette, the comment you made about us never seeing this as a replacement for comment letters process is critical, and I think it's another thing we need to message as we go out and talk about this. But I think as an additional data point that helps us better understand the stakeholder base, I think this is a great initiative. And I just wanted to congratulate staff, because I think this came from Nicolette, you and the other IFRS for SME staff. It was an idea that bubbled up from the discussions that were happening in that space, and I think it's being carried through as what I see as an excellent, possibly experimental, but nonetheless excellent initiative. So congratulations. Have we just lost Hans?
I think we might have. Did anybody else want to come in? No? Okay. With that, thank you very much to Nicolette for that update. And I guess this is the end of the meeting, so I better step up. The last thing that I think Hans was planning to say before we close this month's meeting was to confirm that we are on track to publish the narrow scope proposed amendments to IFRS 16, providing relief to lessees for COVID-19 related rent concessions tomorrow. So that will go out with a 14-day comment period. So reminding the stakeholders that that's an unusually short comment period to try and enable us to make these changes on a timely basis to help people out. And so if you're interested in that ED, please do look out for it so that you can provide us with comments. And with that, that draws our April meeting to a close. I think nearly. I haven't forgotten anything, have I?
Yep, can't you're good.
No. Yep. Okay, good. Thank you very much, board members.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Sue.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.